This isn't about money, Robert. Look at her. I know exactly what she wants, but I don't know what she's going to do with it. All that bitterness blistering inside of you. You've sent her from this life to the next carrying shame. You can't do any more. She was sick for months.
Where were you?
She asked me over and over again. Through the call? Through the coming? I've always been rubbish at lying, but my God, I got good at it by the end. Have you ever seen disappointment on a dying face? It's not like she didn't try and make it up to you. When Alvin left, she sent for you. Finally, she could have the family she'd always wanted. She called you up, begged you to come, didn't she? What? Can you remember? We do, don't we, Robert? She left us in this house and went to find a phone box. She was gone for ages. I started to get worried. I went into my room and started moving things around, thinking about where you would sleep, as though you were going to walk through the door with her. I didn't even mind sharing her. We were used to that. Half of her was always tied up with you. When she got back in, she didn't look at me. I didn't know how you'd said it, but it was clear. Trudy not coming. You were right not to come. Mum wanted you, but England didn't. It didn't want her. It didn't want them. It didn't want him. It didn't want me. So you can stand there, victorious, and watch the rest of us grieve.